Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
One of the biggest events in the North Country takes place this weekend and begins this afternoon in Glens Falls, New York. It is the 2014 Adirondack Balloon Festival, which will take off tonight in Crandall Park in Glens Falls and then move over to the Floyd Bennett Memorial Airport in Queensbury. To tell us what will be happening over the next couple days, we welcome Mark Donahue, who not only is a balloonist, but is also the president of the board of directors of the Adirondack Balloon Festival, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him back to the program. Mark, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
It's one of the coolest events I've been going for decades, and it's just a lovely, lovely time. What can people expect this year that is a little out of the ordinary?
Well, we're going to bring some darkness to Glens Falls this year, and it's not related to the weather, and that is our highlight feature balloon this year is the one and only Darth Vader. And Darth Vader, it's a very big honor for us to have the balloon. We've been working on this for over 5 years, believe it or not, as the balloon comes all the way from Belgium.
It is, and it's a cool-looking balloon.
Absolutely. It's absolutely huge. It was built in England back in 2007 and is basically touring the world and has flown all over the world. And we're honored this year. It's making 3 U.S. appearances in Reno, Nevada, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and right here in little old Glens Falls, New York.
You say little old Glens Falls, New York, but for balloonists, this is one of the big dates on the calendar. This is a huge event for them.
It's really become a huge event, period. We are now the third largest ballooning event in the United States, and we're probably within the top 10 in the world. What makes this event even more unique is we are not-for-profit, and everybody who helps run this event is a volunteer. Nobody gets paid. Pretty astounding for the impact the event has on the economy and the region.
It is open to the public, it is free of charge, and you've always kept it that way and have been able to keep it that way. And so ultimately, how many balloons will be flying under perfect conditions this weekend?
Knock on wood. You said it, Joe, and you better pray that happens now.
I was meaning if there were perfect conditions, but we'll hope there are perfect conditions.
We're looking at 100 balloons for the weekend. For tonight, we've got 21 balloons that are scheduled to register for the Thursday evening flight. We anticipate about 70 to 80 for the Friday evening flight, and as we gear up for the weekend launches, we'll have 100 balloons.
It's a great, always a great time, and as I mentioned, you have the event in Crandall Park tonight, and that's always a cool thing because you start off in the city and then you move out to the airport.
And it's history, and it's so important for Glens Falls itself because it keeps the ties to Glens Falls, and Thursday is always one of the most fun events for me because it's the hometown event where you see all your neighbors and your coworkers, and it's much more for the locals before we explode into the much bigger event at the airport starting tomorrow.
Well, we laughed about it a moment ago, and that's weather, and obviously weather can put quite a damper on this event if it's not perfect conditions to fly. You are at the mercy of the weather gods. So how are things looking initially?
Well, initially, the outlook for precipitation is minimal, which is absolutely wonderful. The issue we will have, if not the precip, which looks minimal, it's going to be more the wind issue. Ballooning is very wind-dependent. Ideal conditions are about 3 to 5 miles per hour. And unfortunately, every forecast you look at is somewhat different. It's definitely not going to be calm conditions, but right now it's looking like we're very optimistic we'll have quite a few launches.
That's great. And it is, it's one of those things where you never know, but even if you go out, you still have a great time and see what's going on.
There's so much going on other than the balloons, and our balloonists are so loyal. They'll set up their baskets and definitely answer questions even when they don't fly, but most of our vendors are not-for-profits raising money that stays here in our community. A wonderful breakfast in the airport hangar that supports the local open-door food pantry, and craft fairs, kids games, so much going on for the whole family.
Well, it's a great time as always. It is the Adirondack Balloon Festival taking place at the Floyd Bennett Memorial Airport in Queensbury, and it all gets underway at Crandall Park in Glens Falls tonight. For more information, go to AdirondackBalloonFest.org, AdirondackBalloonFest.org for a complete list of the events. It's just one of the most fun times you will have in this region, and an awesome event. And Mark, congratulations to you and your crew for putting it together as always, and thank you so much for being with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for the good weather you're going to give us, Joe.
Absolutely. we'll promise, sort of. Mark, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Again, more information can be found at AdirondackBalloonFest.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.